Good morning. Today is Friday, November 11th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be 77 degrees and with a low of 64. Tropical storm Nicole should spare the triangle heavy rain and wind damage but poses a greater threat for tornadoes. Forecasters are calling for the rare November storm to possibly spawn twisters south and east of Raleigh. Nicole made landfall in Florida on Thursday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, leaving that coastline at risk for storm surge and flooding. The tornado danger zone is expected to spread anywhere across central North Carolina today. In education news, North Carolina took a first step toward potentially switching to a model that pays teachers based on their performance instead of their experience. A commissioner narrowly voted for a blueprint for action that changes how teachers will be licensed and paid. It's a procedural step toward getting the State Board of Education and the General Assembly to make changes in state laws and policies. The blueprint calls for using test scores as one of the ways to measure teacher effectiveness. In travel news, a fast-growing discount airline is adding nonstop flights to six destinations in Florida from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Avalo Airlines plans to establish a base at RDU, creating about 50 jobs. Starting in early February, Avalo will fly nonstop to Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Sarasota. The airline will begin flying each route 3 or 4 times a week, but hopes to expand if there's demand. In transportation news, North Carolina's passenger trains set another record in October. The Piedmont and Carolinian trains carried over 55,000 people last month. That's about 7,000 more than in September, the previous record month for the 32-year-old program. Ridership got a boost from the state fair. During the fair's 10-day run, trains made special stops at the fairgrounds in Raleigh each morning and evening. Another 930 people got on or off in Lexington during the Lexington Barbecue Festival. And finally, Raleigh's Bolted Bread Bakery is the state's number one place to get pastries. The shop received the top honor after the restaurant review website Yelp studied comments that visitors left over time. Customers raved about Bolted Bread's offerings, including cinnamon buns, croissants, and pies. The shop is located in downtown Raleigh. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.